Hi, Josh. I wondered if you could just talk a little bit about Michael, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. And what you know, from your experience together in St. Louis, and was he one of those guys when he came available, he said, we got to set him up, he'd be perfect here? Just a little background on him, maybe.
Yeah, Mike certainly had some experience with our terminology from the time that I spent with him in St. Louis. He's a hard worker. He's a guy that, you know, can learn multiple roles, and his versatility is certainly, I think, valuable at the tight end position. You know, he can play, in some things, I think, in the kicking game that help us too. So, he's the kind of person that you certainly like to have guys on your team that can do different things and that are unselfish and have some different skills that allow them to fill in and play backup roles in multiple different situations. And he's a young guy too that, you know, hopefully has a lot of future in front of him. So whenever players, you know, come up in conversation, the only thing you can do is give an honest evaluation of what your experience was with the player, and certainly Bill will make the decisions on those things.
Hey Josh, you've had a bunch of instances this year when your running backs have lined up out wide, and I'm just curious if that's difficult in any sort of way to teach those guys how to play that position, and are there any backs who are better suited for that, and is that coming out of the college game any more now than maybe it had in recent years?
You know, I think the backs do a good job of doing a lot of different things that we ask of them, not only in the passing game, but also in protections. But, you know, using them out away from the formation is, I don't think, uncommon in our league. And, we just practice as hard as we can on those things and those skills. And I think that, you know, the more comfortable certain guys get and the more things that they can do away from the formation, then those are the things that we'll try to do and utilize with them. I think this is something that we've kind of always done that in our offense. It's nothing we're really taking from anybody else. It's just something that we use, and if we end up with a favorable matchup on the outside, then, you know, hopefully we can take it.
Talk a little bit about how Billy O'Brien, working with him a little bit last year, eased your transition here for coming back here, and maybe how some of the things he did over the past few years have even still helped you this year.
Well, being here last year, you know, at the end of the season, and being able to be around for the playoff games, it allowed me to get familiar with some of the personnel that was here that I wasn't, you know, certainly, you know, that in tune with, because they weren't here when I was here last. But Billy has, you know, Billy had implemented some different things that certainly became a core part of the offense last year, and that are really good things to do with the personnel that we have, whether it be the tight ends, the slot receiver, the backs out of the backfield. Billy's a really good football coach and has a lot of great ideas and did a lot of great things all this year, and certainly you saw him have a lot of success this year, and I'm sure he will going forward. So, I talk to Billy quite a lot. You know, we share ideas and thoughts on different things, and his friendship and, his coaching philosophy and the things that he knows and does in football are I would say, a very valuable part of our relationship for me.
Just wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, managing the situation that you were dealt with yesterday, you know, losing Danny Woodhead on the first snap and then Rob Gronkowski, you know, later midway through the first quarter. I mean, what kind of challenges did that present to you, and how much was your offensive game plan kind of disrupted by those situations?
Well, I think the first thing is that, anytime you have a situation come up like that in a game, you have people behind them that have certainly prepared hard and studied their game plan and been a part of our preparation. that you need to go in there and step in and play well. And I think credit goes to Mike, you know, and Shane for being able to go in there and fill in more than admirably in those situations. I think injuries are a part of our game, certainly not an uncommon thing to go through during the course of a season where you have to make multiple changes during the course of a game or have to go stretches of weeks without certain people. So, you know, yesterday you take inventory of what has happened and what you know, parts of the game plan may need to change. Certainly Rob's a unique player, and he has some skills that allow you to do special things with him. And you know, I don't think it's really fair to say you just plug somebody in and you know off you go. But I thought Michael did a great job of the things we asked him to do yesterday. Certainly did a good job in protection and in the running game, and really played a valuable role for us there. And Shane stepped right into the role that you know that Danny would have handled some of those things, and Shane was designed to handle some of them anyway. So you know, I think really the next man up stepped up for us yesterday and did a good job. And again, they deserve the credit for that.
Josh, Bill announced today that he's bringing Brian Dable back onto the staff. How do you expect to have him help you? Will he be an extra, you know, set of eyes that, you know, someone else can bounce ideas off you at this point? And how did you handle the situation a year ago when you were in a similar situation with Billy O'Brien?
Yeah, it's you know, it's great to have Brian back. You know, he's a very good football coach, very knowledgeable, and can certainly, you know, and will certainly help us in probably a lot of different ways. But you know, certainly having another you know, set of eyes that's experienced and has a lot of understanding of our system and how we go about doing things, I think is only a positive for us. And and can help our football team going forward, and look forward to doing that with Brian. Last year when I came back, I mean, it's just really a, you know, anything they asked me to do, you know, I was excited to do. You know, I mean, anything you can do to help at this time of the year is useful. And whether that's drawing practice cards or sitting in a meeting and having a few ideas on, you know, a certain situation, a game plan, or anything like that during the course of a week. Everything is so important. Every detail is very critical at this time of the year. And having another good football coach on your staff to help, I think is nothing but helpful for us.
Josh, I mean, last year obviously Bill O'Brien was headed to Penn State. Does Brian's presence on the staff mean you might be headed somewhere?
I've already handled that question. I'm excited to work with Brian, and this should be, you know, hopefully a very simple transition for him to come back here and fit in with all of us. I know all of us are excited to see him and have him help us here, you know, this week and you know, see how many different ways he can help us get better. So, no, I'm excited to be here, and like I said before, I'm very, very happy with my role here.
All righty. Thank you, Josh. I had to give it a shot, though.
You got it.